This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Taylor Lohman will jump center for Nokomis, and her counterpart will be Kirsten Price-Wilson. Again, Nokomis, the visiting team, so they're in the road uniforms. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. And here we go. Waiting for a few more fans to settle in before the officials get the game going. Actually, there's a couple of officials at the scoring bench right now. I don't know what the holdup is. We got 8 minutes on the clock. Let's go, fellas. Time to play ball. Maybe we don't have a basketball. Ah, there's a problem. Somebody find a rack and get a basketball. Oops. Well, we forgot one thing tonight. Yeah, I'm sure somebody's chasing it down. This is the first of two games tonight here on FM 106. Coming up immediately following this broadcast, we'll have the 2A Alton Marquette Regional Championship game as Marquette will take on Southwestern. Tim Mize will have the call on that one. That'll be coming your way about 8:30 tonight here on FM 106. And we welcome those of you tuned in on the internet through our friends at Network One Sports at WSMIRadio.com. Well, we've got the basketball, and I think we're ready to go now. Nokomis and Tri-County for the regional championship, and the winner will move on to the sectional tournament on Monday night. And here we go. The opening tip is controlled by Tri-County. And here's Harley Berry. Gives the ball back out on the wing, into the corner to Barry. She's going to try the three ball, no good. And the rebound chased to the corner and knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Tri-County. Last touched in there by McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. So Harley Berry, the junior, will inbound the basketball right in front of the Nokomis bench. Berry takes a look, comes back out front to Maya Eskew. Eskew. Around to the left side, into the corner, they go to Grace Burnside. Down to Berry on the baseline, the ball pops loose, scramble for it. It's picked up by Price-Wilson, and Price-Wilson hands the ball right to Macy Eisenbart. Nokomis with the ball, and a long pass is intercepted by Burnside. She feeds down underneath, the shot rolls off the front of the rim by Tomlinson. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Nokomis. So here comes that full court pressure by Tri-County as Nokomis gets the basketball in. Stouter gets the ball to midcourt to McKenna Sanders, who brings it into the front court. Ball knocked out of bounds. Tri-County did a good job last night of filling the passing lanes and being very disruptive. They're a bunch of pests on defense. Here's Stouter with the basketball for Nokomis. Off to Taylor Lohman. Underneath they go. Here's a shot up and good by McKenna Sanders. And Nokomis breaks on top 2-0. We've played about 60 seconds here in the opening quarter. Tri-County with the basketball. Burnside. They feed the ball inside to Price-Wilson. Back out to the top of the key to Eskew. Here's Berry. Back around to the wing. Shot is up and no good by Tomlinson. A rebound on the weak side. Pulled down by Taylor Lohman, and she is fouled, and the foul is going to be on Maya Eskew of Tri-County. Her first, team's first. Out of bounds for Nokomis in the backcourt. Nokomis with a 2-0 lead here in the early going. Sanders with it. McKenna gives it back out to Taylor Lohman. Around to Stouter, inside to Eisenbarth. Macy puts it off the glass, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Maya Eskew for Tri-County. Into the front court on the dribble. Down the lane she goes. Off on the wing to Tomlinson. Now here's Berry with a three-point attempt. No good. Chased to the corner by Burnside. Bounce pass underneath, and now we're going to have a pushing foul called against McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. That's McKenna's first, team's first, out of bounds for the Titans on the baseline. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis leads 2-0 and Tri-County to inbound the ball. A little lob into the lane to Burnside. She gets tied up, and the ball pops loose. A scramble on the floor, and a jump ball will... The possession arrow is going to give it to Nokomis. Turnover number 2 by Tri-County. Ball comes into Nokomis, leading 2-0. Here's Eisenbarth. Cross-court pass to Taylor Lohman. Lohman stops, pops from 10. It's off the mark. Rebound battled for and picked up underneath by Maya Eskew for Tri-County. Eskew into the front court. circles the wagons and now sets up the offense. Here's Price Wilson into the corner to Burnside. Back out on the wing to Tomlinson. A three from straight on by Eskew. No good. And Taylor Lohman the rebound for Nokomis. 5:45 to go first quarter. Here's Alyssa Huber. Across to Kayla Stouter. Underneath to Sanders. McKenna gets too far underneath and gets tied up. Jump ball. And this will give it back to the Tri-County Titans. 5:38 to go in the opening quarter. Much like what we had last night, a low-scoring first quarter. 2-0, Nokomis has the lead. Tri-County has the basketball. Eskew into the front court. Nokomis in that 1-2-2 zone. Here's Tomlinson. Back out front to Eskew. Back to Tomlinson. Into the corner to Barry. Barry drives a baseline, lobs underneath for Price Wilson, and it's tipped away. Eisenbarth comes up with it. Third turnover by Tri-County. Long pass to McKenna Sanders, who banks it off the glass and in. There you go, McKenna. And a 4-0 lead for the Skins. 5:08 to go in the opening quarter. Tri-County with the basketball. Here's Tomlinson into the corner to Burnside. Grace Burnside, a long pass out front to Eskew, knocked away. Picked up by Taylor Lohman for Nokomis. Turnover number 4 by Tri-County. Stouter, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound weak side, Huber blocked away and picked up by Tomlinson. Tri-County with the basketball. A 4-0 Nokomis lead. 4:40 to go first quarter. Here's Price Wilson. Triple team. The ball pops loose. And on the floor is Taylor Lohman. And she ties up two other defenders, or two other offensive players from Tri-County, and forces the jump ball. And Nokomis will get the basketball back. Good hustle out there by Taylor Lohman. And Taylor Barry, a freshman, will come in. Barry's going to come in and replace Elizabeth Tomlinson for Tri-County. Nokomis will inbound the ball in the backcourt, leading 4-0, 4:36 to go in the opening quarter. We're glad to have you along tonight here on FM 106. Here's Kayla Stouter. Down into the corner to Alyssa Huber. Double team and tied up jump ball, and this is going to give it right back to Tri-County. Tri-County, as I mentioned, they are pests on defense. They do a great job of filling the passing lanes, and once you get the ball, they try to trap as much as possible. Here's Burnside. Into Price Wilson, back out to Barry. Around to the corner to the other Barry, that's Harley. Here's Eskew, down low, back to Harley. Barry drives the lane, and the ball knocked away, but a foul called against Nokomis. And this will be called against Taylor Lohman, her first, team second, out of bounds for Tri-County. Ball comes into the corner to Eskew. Back to Barry, Eskew, back out to Taylor Barry at the top of the key. Around to Eskew, off on the wing to Harley Berry. Back over to the other Berry girl, Taylor, and her three-point shot is no good. Back it was an air ball, but bodies on the floor, and we're going to have a foul called against Nokomis. And this one's against McKenna Sanders. That's going to be her second, team's third. Quickly off the bench comes Kirsten Hughes, a 5'11 senior, as Sanders will have a seat. We're under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Nokomis leads 4-0. Tri-County to inbound the ball on their baseline. Out to Barry. Into the corner, Burnside for the three ball. Banks it off the glass and in. Burnside with the first bucket tonight for Tri-County. That makes it a 4-3 ball game. Nokomis in the lead with the ball. 3:44 to go first quarter. Here's Lohman. Pass to the wing. Off to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa back to Taylor Lohman. Lohman's pass deflected away. She gets it back, and now it's knocked out of bounds by Maya Eskew of Tri-County. Nokomis will inbound the basketball along the sidelines. And Lohman will be the trigger man. Out to Kayla Stouter, about 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. Long pass to Alyssa Huber. She tried to save it, could not. And Tri-County comes up with it. Here's Barry feeding down to Eskew, who banks it off the glass and in. And Tri-County has their lead for the first time tonight, 5-4. 3:15 to go first quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Hughes, a pass into the lane, intercepted by Grace Burnside of Tri-County. Here's Harley Berry. Off to the wing, back out to Eskew. Now they go down to Price Wilson. In the paint, tied up by Macy Eisenbarth. Jump ball, and that's going to give the ball back to Nokomis. Nokomis trailing 5-4. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. Nokomis facing full court pressure. Here's Alyssa Huber. Back to Lohman. They got to move the ball forward. Here's a pass into the front court off to Hughes. Now to Lohman along the right sidelines. Taylor on the dribble. Back out front to Alyssa Huber. Huber goes inside the lane to Hughes. Banks it off the glass and in. A good pass and a good finish for Kirsten Hughes. And Nokomis back into the lead at 6-5. 2:35 to go first quarter. Tri-County with the basketball. Burnside, left sidelines. Back out to Berry. Here's Eskew at the top of the key. Harley Berry, right corner. Takes one dribble. Back out to Eskew. Open for the three ball. Straight on. Got it! Maya Eskew with 5 points and an 8-6 lead for Tri-County. Nokomis inbounds the ball. Here's Lohman into the front court. Into the corner now to Stouter. The baseline opens up. Kayla drives, puts it up, and somebody got a hand on it. And back comes Eskew for Tri-County. Feeds across to Berry, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kirsten Hughes of Nokomis. 2:01 to go first quarter. It's been a spirited first quarter here. Tri-County with a 2-point lead, and they'll inbound on their baseline. Into Price Wilson. She drives, puts up the 10-footer air ball. Out of bounds, going to belong to Nokomis. Winner will move on to the sectional at North Clay High School at Louisville on Monday night in a 7:30 game. Hughes is out, and Vanessa Patkus is in, a 5'9 junior for Nokomis. Nokomis with the basketball into the front court. Here's Patkus with it on the right wing. Out front to Taylor Lohman. Here's Alyssa Huber for three. No good. Rebound loose underneath. It's going to belong to Nokomis. Ball came off the foot of one of the Titans. So Alyssa Huber will inbound the ball with 104 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nokomis trailing 8-6. And Alyssa looks underneath for Eisenbarth, and there's a foul called on Harley Berry. That's her first, team second, out of bounds for Nokomis. On the baseline once again. Except they'll move it to the other side of the basket this time. Alyssa Huber looking, flips the ball out front to Taylor Lohman. Back to Stouter. Stouter back to Lohman on the bounce pass. Taylor comes down the edge of the lane. Here's Huber. A three from the corner. No good. And a foul called on Macy Eisenbarth of Nokomis. She was over the back. That's actually her first personal foul, fourth team foul. And the ball back to Tri-County. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Tri-County with an 8-6 lead and the basketball. Eskew to Berry in the left corner. Drives a baseline, six-footer up, and no good. Ball knocked out. Here's Eskew. Back to Berry. Back to Price Wilson in the lane, and she traveled. Turnover number 8 by Tri-County. Ball will go back to Nokomis. Here's Lohman in the backcourt, being hounded by the defense. Eisenbarth now over to Stouter. Kayla picks it up, takes one dribble. It's knocked away, and it's knocked out of bounds by Eskew, Maya Eskew of Tri-County, so Nokomis will get it on the baseline with 1:04 to go in the first quarter, and the Skins trailing 8-6. Alyssa Huber, the trigger man, looking, flips the ball out to Lohman. It's knocked away. Taylor gets it back. Off to the wing to Alyssa Huber. Skip pass to Stouter on the left wing. Skip pass back to Huber in the corner. Alyssa for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kirsten Price Wilson for Tri-County. Tri-County with a 2-point lead in the basketball. Taylor Berry with it. Back out to Maya Eskew. 44 seconds to go, first quarter. And a 2-point lead for the Titans of Tri-County. Here's Eskew. Off to Harley Berry. Going to put up the shot from the wing. It's no good and bounces over the back of the backboard out of play. So that will give the ball back to Nokomis with about a half a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Ball comes into Kayla Stouter. A long pass to midcourt. Missed the intended target and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 8 by Nokomis. Each team with 8 turnovers here in the opening quarter. Ball will go back to Tri-County. This will be in the backcourt. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tri-County leading 8-6. Here's Eskew. Drives right down the lane, lays it up and in. Down the lane open, and 7 points for Maya Eskew and a 10-6 lead for Tri-County. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Huber. Out to Stouter. Kayla for the three ball. No good. Ball loose on the baseline, saved by Price Wilson, but into the hands of Alyssa Huber. Her shot no good, and Vanessa Patkus is tied up underneath. by Harley Berry, and the jump ball will go to Tri-County with 9/10 of a second remaining here in the first quarter, and that's going to do it. After 8 minutes of play in this regional championship game, it's Tri-County 10, Nokomis 6, back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. Second quarter about to begin. Nokomis will get the ball. It's Lohman, Huber, Stouter, McKenna Sanders, and Kirsten Hughes out on the floor for Nokomis. Here we go. Nokomis trailing by 4, 10-6. Here's Stouter. Off to Taylor Lohman, right side. Back out to Kayla Stouter at the point. Left corner to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa fouled. And choice of a couple of Titans who were in the vicinity. Let's see who they go with. And they're going to go with Grace Burnside. Burnside gets her first, team's third for Tri-County. Out of bounds for Nokomis, right in front of the Tri-County bench. Huber, bounce pass into Kayla Stouter. Kayla at the top of the key, hounded out there by Eskew. Nice feed down to McKenna Sanders, and her shot blocked out of bounds by Kirsten Price-Wilson of Tri-County. So Nokomis will get the ball on the baseline. We're just underway in the second quarter. Nokomis trailing 10-6. Here's Alyssa Huber with the basketball. Bounce pass across to Kayla Stouter. Back to Alyssa. Inside they go to McKenna Sanders. Around to Lohman. Taylor for three. No good. Rebound. Sanders put back is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Harley Berry, the junior, for Tri-County. She'll bring it into the front court. Tries to flip the ball down on the baseline to Price Wilson, and it's intercepted by Nokomis. Turnover number 9 by Tri-County. 7:14 to go first half. Nokomis trails 10-6. Has the basketball. Underneath they go to Sanders, and it's off McKenna's hands and into the hands of Tri-County. Here comes Eskew down the lane, lays it up, and is fouled by Taylor Lohman. Lohman will get her second personal foul, fifth team foul, and Maya Eskew will be at the line to shoot two for Tri-County. We play just about a minute here in the second quarter, and it's a four-point lead for the Titans of Tri-County. Marquette and Southwestern coming up after this broadcast from the Alton Marquette Regional. That'll be coming your way about 8:30 this evening here on FM 106. First free throw from Maya Eskew is nothing but net. She has 8 points tonight, and Tri-County leads 11-6, and now there's timeout called. 7:03 to go first half. Tri-County 11, Nokomis 6, back with more in 40 seconds. Eskew with her second free throw forthcoming for Tri-County. And this toss is off the mark, and the rebound pulled down by Kirsten Hughes of Nokomis. So it's a 5-point lead for Tri-County. Nokomis with the basketball. Bounce pass to Huber, still in the backcourt. Alyssa, one dribble, back to Stouter. And now they're running out of time, and that's a 10-second violation. Turnover number 10 by Nokomis. Ball will go back to Tri-County. 6:52 to go in the first half. Titans will inbound the ball near midcourt. They go into the left corner. Now underneath the Price Wilson. She drives in, misses the shot. Kirsten Hughes the rebound for Nokomis. Long outlet pass. Ahead to McKenna Sanders, who dribbles the ball once, puts it up and missed it. Lohman the rebound. Taylor goes up and the shot blocked from behind. And coming up with it is Tri-County. Here's a long pass down the floor. Gets deflected a couple of times and comes off the hands of Harley Berry of Tri-County. The ball will belong to Nokomis. And now they're going to change and say no, it's going to belong to Tri-County. Trail official had a better look at it that time. So the correct call gives the ball back to Tri-County. Here's Eskew around to the right side. Berry for three, no good. Picked up on the floor by Taylor Berry on the weak side. Here's Burnside in the left corner. Back to Taylor Berry. Eskew around to the right side. Underneath they go for Burnside out front. Now there's a long three, is around and out by Berry. The rebound by Harley Berry, and the putback is good. Her first bucket tonight, and it's a 13-6 lead for Tri-County. And 6:04 to go in the first half. And now Nokomis called for over and back. And that's turnover number 11. Here comes Eisenbarth back in. Emily Cesaretti comes back in. Stouter's out, Hughes out. Emily Cesaretti, by the way, hit a couple of big threes last night. She's a 5'5 junior. So Tri-County with a 13-6 lead. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Titans have the basketball. Eskew around to Berry. The Tri-County Titans are 25-4 on the season. It's a three-school co-op in the eastern part of the state. Down on the baseline, they go to Burnside, and Price Wilson puts up the shot and is fouled, and she'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul is going to be called against Alyssa Huber, her first, team sixth. Price Wilson to shoot two now for Tri-County. Tri-County leading 13-6. First free throw, no good. Off the bench, replacing Maya Eskew, is Meredith Smith, a junior. And the next toss from Kirsten Price Wilson. This one is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Barry, the putback, no good. Loose on the floor, bodies all over the floor, and a jump ball. It's going to belong to Tri-County. So the Titans will get it on their baseline. 5:36 to go first half, a 13-6 lead for Tri-County. Ball comes into Smith, into the corner to Barry, underneath to Price Wilson, who leans in, puts it up and in. Price Wilson with her first bucket tonight. 15-6, biggest lead of the night for Tri-County as Nokomis makes an errant pass in the backcourt. The layup is good by Harley Barry, and she has a chance for the three-point play as she was fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul called against Taylor Lohman. And for Taylor, that's going to be her third, and that's trouble. Team seventh, and timeout called. 5:21 to go in the first half. Tri-County 17, Nokomis 6. Back with more in 40 seconds. Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School. Girls won a regional championship game between Tri-County and Nokomis. Tri-County with a 17-6 lead. Nokomis led 4-0, and after that, Tri-County has outscored Nokomis 17-2. 5:21 remaining here in this first half. And a free throw coming up for Harley Barry, a chance to make an old-fashioned three-point play. Barry's free throw is off the mark, and the rebound on the floor. Scramble for it, jump ball, and it's going to belong to Nokomis. So Alyssa Huber will be the trigger man in the backcourt as Tri-County comes with pressure. Here's Stouter. Her pass deflected away, picked up by Harley Barry. Feeds across to Smith, back to Barry. A little running hook shot in the lane, no good. Smith gets the rebound. Out to Taylor Barry, a long pass to Harley Barry. Back to Smith in the left corner. Here's Taylor Barry, a three-point attempt is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Smith. Into the corner. Now a skip pass to the left side, down on the baseline to Taylor Barry. She tries to lean in and bank it off the glass, and she draws the foul. She'll get a couple of free throws. Foul that time is on Macy Eisenbarth, her second, team's eighth. Two free throws for Taylor Barry. She's just a freshman. 4:50 to go in the first half. Tri-County leading 17-6. Free throw up. Free throw is no good. And Barry will get a second shot. Freshman twirls the ball, lines it up. And the shot is good. Her first point tonight, 18-6. It's a 12-point lead for Tri-County. Nokomis with the basketball. The pass deflected away but picked up by Kayla Stouter for Nokomis. Drives down to the baseline. Feeds across on the wing to Caesar Reddy. Back out front to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa double team, and the ball stolen away. Here's a lead pass down to Smith and out of the reach of Meredith Smith for the team's trade turnovers. That's 10 for Tri-County. That was the 14th for Nokomis. Ball will go back to Nokomis in the backcourt. Skins are trailing 18-6 with 4.5 to play in the first half. Here's Sanders into Caesar Reddy. Her pass across to Eisenbarth. Macy grabs, shoots, and scores, but she's called for traveling. Turnover number 15 by Nokomis. Here comes Patkus and Hughes back into the lineup for Nokomis. Eisenbarth is out, and Alyssa Huber, or McKenna Sanders, out. So Tri-County gets the ball back, 4:20 to go in the first half, and the Titans lead this one 18-6. Underneath they go to Morgan Hoya, a junior, who's checked into the lineup, and now a foul called against Nokomis. And this one is against Kirsten Hughes, her first, team's ninth. Two free throws for Kirsten Price Wilson for Tri-County. First toss is no good. Price Wilson, a junior for the Tri-County Titans. And her second free throw is good. She has three tonight. And the Titans lead 19-6. Nokomis with the ball. And Nokomis could use a bucket. Now a foul in the backcourt against Tri-County as Alyssa Huber ended up hitting the deck. And that foul is going to be called on Meredith Smith, her first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Nokomis in the backcourt. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the first half. A 19-6 lead for Tri-County. Nokomis inbounds the basketball. There's Stouter. Flips the ball ahead to Emily Cesaretti. Emily drives in, kicks it off to Huber. Alyssa for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound, Cesaretti, the putback, blocked away. Huber grabs it for Nokomis. Alyssa, bounce pass out to Stouter. Kayla gives it right back on the baseline to Huber. Back to Cesaretti, who is bumped in there by Hartley Berry, and Berry will get the foul, her second, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. 3:43 to go in the first half. Tri-County leading Nokomis 19-6. Here comes McKenna Sanders back in, replacing Kirsten Hughes. And the ball will be inbounded by Alyssa Huber. Ball comes into Cesaretti. Emily drives into the lane. The ball pops loose. And now stolen right back by Alyssa Huber. Gives it off to McKenna Sanders. And now she lost it out of bounds. And they're going to... Nokomis trying to say that the ball was kicked off the foot of one of the Tri-County players, but the baseline official had it covered. And that's turnover number 16 by Nokomis. 3.5 to go in the first half. Tri-County with a 19-6 lead. And the basketball until they handed it to Vanessa Patkus, and then she stepped out of bounds. So the Titans will inbound on the baseline. Comes into Smith. There's Berry, her pass deflected away. Now it's loose on the floor, picked up by Harley Berry underneath the Price Wilson. Her shot, she was too far underneath to get a good angle on it. And now the ball tied up in the lane for a jump ball, and this one's going to belong to Tri-County. A lot of jump balls tonight. Titans will inbound the basketball. Ball comes out to Taylor Berry, a three ball. Good! Taylor Berry with four times. 22-6. A pretty healthy lead for the Tri-County Titans as Stouter comes into the front court and gets tied up for a jump ball. But Nokomis will keep it on the possession arrow. Here comes Taylor Lohman. McKenna Sanders back in. Hughes is out. Cesaretti out for Nokomis. A little over 3 minutes to play in the first half, and this it's been a pretty impressive performance by the Tri-County Titans tonight. They lead 22-6. Nokomis with the ball. Huber back out front to Lohman. Here's Patkus, open from 15. Overshot everything. Rebound on the weak side by Alyssa Huber. Alyssa gives the ball back out front to Stouter. Kayla around to the right side. A bounce pass inside is knocked away. And Tri-County comes up with it. Turnover number 17 by Nokomis. The Titans have the ball and a 22-6 lead. We're down to 2.5 minutes remaining in the first half. From the corner, a three ball is up and good by Harley Berry. She has seven tonight. That makes it 25-6. And the Titans are running away with it. And now a bad pass by Nokomis leads to the 18th turnover for Nokomis. Here's Berry with the basketball, and she throws it out of bounds. Turnover number 11 by Tri-County. Eisenbarth comes back in. Patkus is out for Nokomis. 2:11 to go in the first half. A 25-6 lead for Tri-County. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's a pass over to Lohman. Knocked out of bounds by Tri-County. Every pass is challenged. You put the ball on the floor, and immediately there's at least two people swarming you from Tri-County. These gals play good defense. Here's McKenna Sanders going up for the shot. She's fouled by Kirsten Price Wilson. Price Wilson's first, team's sixth, and two free throws coming up for McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go, first half. Nokomis trailing 25-6. Free throw up and free throw no good. Tri-County, the number one seeded team in the regional. They got the number one seed overall. Here's the next free throw attempt. This one's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Morgan Hoya. Hoya, long pass into the front court, intercepted by Kayla Stouter. Kayla into the lane, shot blocked, but Lohman's there to put it up. No good. McKenna Sanders the rebound, put back good. McKenna with six. That makes it 25-8. Nokomis gets a bucket. That was a long time coming. 100 seconds to go, first half. Titans with the big lead and the basketball. Inside to Price Wilson. Back out to Smith. There's Barry in the right corner. Skip pass. Out to the other Barry. That's Taylor, a three-pointer, no good. Harley Berry the rebound. Price Wilson, the layup is good. Price Wilson, 5 points tonight, 27-8. And now a steal by Tri-County. And the shot blocked away and picked up by Nokomis. Here's Lohman into the front court, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Harley Berry. Maya Eskew's coming back in. Grace Burnside back in. Smith is out. Hoya out for Tri-County. 68 seconds to go in the first half. And Nokomis inbounds a basketball. Here's Stouter into the front court. Into the corner to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa double-teamed. Tries to slam it off the legs of one of the Tri-County players. And Tri-County comes up with it. Here's Eskew into the front court. A long pass saved by Barry. Now almost thrown into the back court, but Eskew chases it down. And timeout called by Tri-County. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Tri-County 27, Nokomis 8. Back with more regional tournament action in 40 seconds. Tri-County will inbound the basketball following the timeout. And now a 5-second violation. And that's turnover number 14 by Tri-County. So the ball goes back to Nokomis. Stouter will bring it into the front court. Nokomis trails 27-8. Here's McKenna Sanders at the high post. Out front to Taylor Lohman. Her 10-footer good. Lohman's got her first bucket tonight. 27-8. As Nokomis tries to chip away at that Tri-County lead. Half minute to play. Tri-County with the ball. Here's Price Wilson. Off to Taylor Berry. A three-pointer from about 6 feet behind the arc. No good. And now a traveling called against Nokomis as Alyssa Huber got the rebound. That's turnover number 20. Well, when you have 20 turnovers in the first half and only 10 points, that's not a good thing. Tri-County leading 27-10. 20 seconds to go, first half. And the Titans will inbound on the baseline. Little lob into Price Wilson, who grabs, shoots, and cannot connect. Barry will try, and now she is tied up for a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to Tri-County. Clock down to 16 seconds. As the Titans inbound the basketball to Eskew. Back to Barry. Inside to Price Wilson. Picked up by Burnside. Her shot goes out of bounds with 9 seconds to go. And Nokomis will get the basketball back. Here comes Eisenbarth, Lohman, and Sanders back in. Hughes, Patkus, and Cesaretti out. 9.9 to go in the first half. Nokomis trailing 27-10. Ball comes into Lohman. The McKenna Sanders knocked away and knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Nokomis with just a little over 5 seconds remaining in the first half. And Nokomis will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Alyssa Huber, the trigger man, into Kayla Stouter. A long pass to midcourt. Intercepted by Tri-County. And the horn sounds to end the first half of play. And it's been a good first half for the Tri-County Titans here at halftime in this regional championship game. Your score, Tri-County 27, Nokomis 10. We'll come back with some halftime stuff for you right after these messages. 27-10 lead for Tri-County in this regional title game. The ball will belong to Nokomis to start the third quarter. Alyssa Huber, Kayla Stouter, Taylor Lohman, McKenna Sanders, and Macy Eisenbarth out there. for Nokomis. And we'll catch up to Tri-County here in just a moment. Looks like Tomlinson is back in along with Burnside. Eskew's in there, Barry and Price Wilson. So here we go. It's a 27-10 lead for Tri-County as Nokomis has the ball to begin the third quarter of play. There's Taylor Lohman with the ball. Back across the top of the key to Stouder. Into the right corner. Shot is from the baseline. No good by McKenna Sanders. And we've got a push-off underneath against Tri-County. It'll be Nokomis basketball on the baseline. And this foul called against Grace Burnside. Her second, team's first. Nokomis inbounds the ball to Sanders in the corner. Out to Stouder at the top of the key. Here's Lohman. Off to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa comes back across and the ball knocked away. Picked up by Tri-County. And in for the layup is Barry and she missed it. Loose on the baseline. Tomlinson has it and hands the ball right to Nokomis. Turnover 16 by Tri-County. Stouder, a long pass across to the left side. Now underneath for Macy Eisenbarth, who's tied up. And we're going to have a holding foul. Called against, I think, Kirsten Price Wilson of Tri-County, who's down on the floor. And the official is going to signal the coach and the trainer to come out. And Price Wilson will get the foul. That'll be her second, team second. I think maybe Price Wilson hit her head as she went to the floor. And while they check her out, we can tell you there's 7:22 to go in the third quarter. Tri-County leads Nokomis 27-10. We'll come back with more from the Class 1A Regional at Nokomis right after these messages. Price Wilson walked off underneath her own power, and she is replaced in there by Taylor Berry. And Nokomis takes the shot, and the ball rebounded by Tri-County. We played about a minute here in the third quarter. Tri-County with a 17-point advantage, 27-10. Titans with the basketball. Here's Tomlinson. Eskew into the right corner. Harley Berry, a three ball, no good. Rebound battled for, and Taylor Lohman has it for Nokomis. Out to Kayla Stouder. Kayla picked up her dribble in the backcourt, needs some help. There's Lohman with it. Into the front court, down the lane. Taylor puts it up and in. 4 points for Lohman. That makes it 27-12. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Tri-County with the lead and the basketball. Berry down on the baseline to the other Berry, Taylor. And the ball slips through her hands and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 17 by Tri-County. Ball back to Nokomis. Let's see if Nokomis can make a run here. There's Lohman into the front court. Taylor in the right corner. Gives it out to Alyssa Huber. Huber picks up her dribble. A bounce pass out to Stouder. Kayla fires the ball off to McKenna Sanders into the corner. Lohman open for the three ball. It is short. Rebound pulled down by Tomlinson. Elizabeth outlet pass ahead to Harley Berry for the layup. Good. Berry with nine and timeout called. 6 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Third quarter. It's Tri-County 29. Nokomis 12. Back with more in 60 seconds. Nokomis will inbound the basketball in the backcourt following the timeout. As Tri-County comes with full court pressure, Huber gets the ball into Lohman. And now the pass from Lohman is knocked away. Taylor picks it back up and is double teamed. Now Lohman will try to dribble out of traffic. And now timeout called by Nokomis. In order to save the 10-second count, Nokomis calls the timeout. Don't forget, coming up after this broadcast, we'll have the Class 2A Regional Championship game from Alton Marquette High School, when the host Marquette Explorers take on the Piasaw Southwestern Birds. That'll be coming your way about 8:30 tonight here on FM 106. Two games coming up tomorrow night here on FM 106. The girls' regional championship from Litchfield as top-seeded Auburn will take on second-seeded Carlinville. Well, first and second in that regional anyway. And that'll be live at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on FM 106, followed by boys' basketball, Hillsboro at Nokomis, about 8:30. And, of course, we'll stream those games online at WSMIRadio.com. Nokomis to get the ball following the timeout. Ball comes in to McKenna Sanders. Back to Alyssa Huber. Ahead to Kayla Stouder into the front court. Trapped in the coffin corner and double team. Throws the ball right into the hands of one of the Berry girls from Tri-County. A feed down to Tomlinson. And now the pass deflected out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Nokomis. That's going to be turnover number 18 by Tri-County. 5:43 to go, third quarter. It's a 29-12 lead for Tri-County. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Alyssa Huber. A bounce pass out to Stouter. Intercepted. Eskew feeds across to Tomlinson, who lays it off the glass and in. First bucket tonight for Elizabeth Tomlinson. 24th turnover by Nokomis. That makes it 31-12. Tri-County with the lead. Nokomis with the basketball. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. Here's Lohman with the basketball. Runs into some defensive trouble and now is tied up by Eskew. Tri-County kind of reminds me of the Central A&M teams that we've seen in the area in years past. Always challenging the passes and doing what they can to disrupt the offense. And very quick in transition. So Tri-County with the basketball. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Tri-County leading 31-12. Long pass out to Tomlinson. Underneath to Taylor Berry. Double team and now tied up. Jump ball. And this will give the ball to Nokomis. So here comes Tri-County with full court pressure again. Nokomis will inbound the ball. They get it into, or try to get it into Lohman, and it's knocked right back out of bounds by Taylor Berry. So we'll move to the other side of the floor. Now the ball inbounded to McKenna Sanders. The return pass is out of bounds. Turnover number 26 for Nokomis. And the Titans will get it on their baseline, leading 31-12. A lob in to Tomlinson. Back to the corner to Berry. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound Tomlinson. Spins, puts it up, and a player control foul. As Elizabeth dipped her shoulder and ran into Macy Eisenbarth. Tomlinson will get her first personal foul, third team foul. That accounts for the 20th turnover. And the ball back to Nokomis. Here's Stouter running into a double team and jump ball, and that's going to give the ball right back to Tri-County. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Tri-County leading this one 31-12. The Titans inbound the basketball out front right into the hands of Alyssa Huber. Huber feeds off to Stouter, feeds across the lane, and now the ball loose underneath, bodies on the floor, and a foul's going to be called. This one's probably going to be against Eskew, I'm guessing. Yep. Eskew will get her second, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Huber out to Lohman. Dribbles to the right corner, doubles back inside the lane, puts up the six-footer, no good. And Lohman's call for a foul. And for Taylor, that's going to be her fourth personal foul. And that'll be the team's first foul this half. Timeout called, 4:19 to go, third quarter. It's Tri-County 31, Nokomis 12. Back with more basketball in 60 seconds. Tri-County with the basketball, 4:19 to go in the third quarter. And Tri-County cruising along with a 31-12 lead over Nokomis. Titans with the ball. There's Harley Berry driving in the lane and gets tripped up. Vanessa Patkus call for the foul. That's Vanessa's first, team second. Here comes Kirsten Price Wilson back into the lineup for Tri-County. She gets a nice round of applause. She bopped her head a while ago and has since recovered. Good to see her back in the lineup. Tri-County with the ball. A three ball from Berry from the corner. No good. Follows her shot. Off to Tomlinson from 17 feet away. This shot no good. And Macy Eisenbarth with the rebound for Nokomis. Nokomis trails 31-12. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Stouter out front. Off to Alyssa Huber. Bounce pass intercepted. Down the lane goes Tomlinson, and she misses the layup for Tri-County. The follow-up by Harley Berry, the junior, is no good, and she is fouled. She'll get a couple of free throws. And the foul's on Patkus. Vanessa gets her second personal foul, third team foul. And Berry gets a couple of free throws. 10 points for Harley tonight. That makes it 32-12 in favor of Tri-County. Next toss is nothing but net. 11 points for Barry, and that makes it 33-12. Tri-County in the lead. Nokomis with the basketball, facing full court pressure. Here's Stouter getting the ball to midcourt and then has it ripped out of her hands. The ball's going to belong to Nokomis at midcourt. Ball comes in to Kayla Stouter. Stouter, top of the key. Bounce pass off to Alyssa Huber. Huber gives back to Stouter. Pass to the baseline to Eisenbarth. She hands the ball off to Alyssa Huber. Alyssa dribbles along the right sideline. Back to Eisenbarth in the corner. Macy back out front. Comes to McKenna Sanders. Sanders back into the corner to Huber for three. No good. Rebound. Stouter put back. No good. And the rebound by Harley Berry. Outlet pass to Thomason. Elizabeth in for the layup, and she missed it. Rebound, Price Wilson. The putback, no good, and Price Wilson will be at the line to shoot two for Tri-County. Found that time on Alyssa Huber, her second, team's fourth. 2:55 to go, third quarter, a 33-12 lead for Tri-County. Free throw by Price Wilson, no good. This game was a 10-6 game at the end of the first quarter, Tri-County leading. And Tri-County outscored Nokomis 17-4 in that second quarter. And the Titans have not looked back. And Price Wilson with her second free throw attempt is no good. Rebound by Taylor Lohman for Nokomis. Under 3 minutes to play third quarter. Here's Stouter. Off to Lohman into the front court. To the free throw line. Into the corner. Here's Huber along the wing. Back to McKenna Sanders in the corner. Lost the handle on it. Falls down. Gets the ball. Passes it into the lane. The ball tipped away. Into the hands of Taylor Lohman. And now Lohman is fouled by Price Wilson. And Kirsten Price Wilson gets her third personal foul. Fifth team foul. Shooting foul here for Lohman. She gets a couple of free throws. Come on, Taylor. Free throw up and free throw short. They were a member of the 1,000-point club here at Nokomis. Tomlinson is out, and Meredith Smith back in for Tri-County. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 33-12 Tri-County lead, and Taylor Lohman for Nokomis. The second free throw attempt is long, and the rebound pulled down by Maya Eskew. She drives down the lane, feeds off to Harley Berry, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Nokomis's Kayla Stouter. And the ball will belong to the Tri-County Titans on their own baseline. Barry looking. Fires the ball back out front to Meredith Smith. Out front to Eskew. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Tri-County with a 33-12 lead. Here's Price Wilson at the edge of the lane. And now she lost the handle on the ball. It's picked up by Taylor Lohman for Nokomis. That's turnover number 22 for Tri-County. Nokomis with a basketball, trailing 33-12 with a little over 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's McKenna Sanders. Back out to Lohman. They go back door, down to Stouter. Her shot blocked. Kayla gets it back. Feeds out to Alyssa Huber. Here comes Huber, curling around to the top of the key. Gives off to Lohman. Taylor picks up her dribble. Back to Kayla Stouter. Underneath now to Kirsten Hughes, and out of her reach. Ball out of bounds, and it'll go back to Tri-County with 106 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Tri-County leading 33-12. Into the front court come the Titans. Maya Eskew off on the wing to Harley Berry. Drives through a couple of defenders and has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Nokomis. Outlet pass to McKenna Sanders, who drives in, puts it up and in. Sanders with 8 points tonight, 33-14. Tri-County with the lead and the ball with a minute 18 to go in the third quarter. Looks like Tri-County on their way to a regional championship and a berth in the sectional on Monday night. They might face Oblong in that game at Louisville North Clay High School. A foul on the floor. The basket won't count by Price Wilson. A foul before the shot. Fouls on McKenna Sanders. That's going to be her third. Team's fifth. Out of bounds for Tri-County. A lob into the lane. And Taylor Lohman comes up with it and then falls and is called for traveling. And the ball will go back to Tri-County with under a minute to play in the third quarter. Titans will inbound on their own baseline, and now a foul called. An illegal pick set, I think, against Price Wilson. Yeah, or by Price Wilson. That's her fourth, team sixth. That's the 25th turnover for Tri-County tonight. Price Wilson is out, and Taylor Berry is back in. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Nokomis gets the ball back, trailing 33-14. Here's Lohman, a long pass into the front court to Alyssa Huber. Huber into the right corner, has the ball knocked out of bounds by Maya Eskew of Tri-County. And Huber will inbound the basketball. Out to Taylor Lohman. Lohman at the top of the key. Fires it down low to McKenna Sanders. McKenna puts it up and is fouled. Grace Burnside on the foul that time for Tri-County, her third. Team seventh. This will be a two-shot foul for McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. 43 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Sanders, a 5'10 senior. And the free throw good. 9 points for McKenna. That makes it 33-15. Lohman is out. And Emily Cesaretti is back in. Sanders with her second free throw attempt is good. She has 10 points tonight. 33-16. Tri-County with the lead. The ball in 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Berry in the right corner. Back out to Smith. Open for the three ball. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Burnside. Had it. Lost it. Picked up by Taylor Berry to Eskew. Back to Berry. Skip pass off to Meredith Smith. Into the right corner to Harley Berry. Back out front to Smith. Back to Berry on the right wing. 17 seconds and counting. There's Taylor Berry driving in, forcing the shot. Gets tipped away. Tri-County comes up with it. Burnside shot, no good. Sanders the rebound. 7 seconds to go. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Stouter ahead to Cesaretti, and the ball knocked out of bounds with 2.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nokomis will inbound the ball right in front of their own bench. Emily Cesaretti will be the trigger man. See if Nokomis can get a good look. Here's McKenna Sanders from the baseline. Oh, that thing was about three quarters of the way down and came out. Mm-mm-mm. After three quarters of playing this regional championship, it is Tri-County 33, Nokomis 16. Back with the fourth quarter in just a moment. Here we go to the fourth quarter. A 33-16 lead for Tri-County. Nokomis will get the basketball to start in the fourth quarter of play. Both teams scored 6 points in that third quarter. Here's Stouter out front. Kayla to the left side. Off to Alyssa Huber. Back out front to Lohman. Here's McKenna Sanders open from 10. Overshot everything. Battling for it. It's Macy Eisenbarth who lays it off the glass and in. Macy has her first bucket tonight. 33-18. Tri-County with the lead. The ball. We played about 30 seconds here of the fourth quarter. Here's Taylor Berry with it. Back out to Maya Eskew. Around to Smith. Off to Harley Berry. Back out to Meredith Smith. Here's Taylor Berry, a long three, good. Taylor Berry with her second try of the night. She has 7 points. That makes it 36-18. The Tri-County has doubled up Nokomis. 7:12 to go in the ball game. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Taylor Stouter with it. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Maya Eskew. I think the good way to describe this Tri-County team is like you're running into a hurricane. These guys are all over the place. You pick up your dribble, they immediately double-team you. And they're fill the passing lanes very well. They challenge everything. Here's Huber. Off to Lohman. Now to Sanders. Through her hands and out of bounds. Ball will go back to Tri-County. 6:50 to go in this game. We've got the Marquette-Southwestern game from Alton Marquette 2A Regional coming up. Tim Mize will have a call on that game right after this broadcast is over on FM 106. Tri-County with the basketball. Eskew around to Meredith Smith. Bounce pass on the wing. Off to Harley Berry. Back to Meredith Smith. Back to Berry. Open for the three. This one's an air ball. Picked up underneath by McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. Here's Stouter. A long pass to Eisenbarth into the front court. Macy, couple of dribbles. Back out to Stouter. Off on the wing. Here's Huber open for the three ball. Good! There you go, Alyssa. Her first bucket of the night. 36-21. Tri-County with a 15-point advantage. And the basketball. 6 minutes to go in this game. Here's Eskew. A lob to the corner, and it's out of the reach of her teammate. Turnover number 27 by Tri-County. Nokomis gets the ball back. Here's Sanders off to Lohman, double-teamed, and the ball stolen away. But they're going to call traveling against Tri-County. So the ball will go back to Nokomis, under 6 minutes to play. There's Kayla Stouder. Bounce pass to McKenna Sanders. McKenna's shot blocked in there. And now it's loose on the floor. Sanders is on the floor. Huber with the ball, gives it off to Taylor Lohman. Lohman turns, shoots from 10. Good! Lohman with the bucket. She's got six. And it's 36-23. Nokomis trying to make some noise here in the fourth quarter. 5.5 to go in the game. A 36-23 lead for Tri-County. Tri-County with the basketball. Smith out to Eskew, open for three. Banks it off the glass and in. She has 11, and that makes it 39-23. In favor of Tri-County. Nokomis with the ball, and Nokomis throws it out of bounds at midcourt. So the Titans will get the ball back. Here comes Kirsten Price-Wilson back into the lineup, and first things first, timeout called. 5:07 to go in this game. It's Tri-County 39, Nokomis 23, back with more in 40 seconds. 5 minutes to go in this game. Tri-County with the 39-23 lead in the basketball. Pass underneath. A shot by Burnside, no good. Rebound by McKenna Sanders for Nokomis, and now a traveling call against Nokomis against Alyssa Huber. And the ball will go back to Tri-County. And the ball lobbed out front by Berry. Here's Eskew with it. Lost a handle on it, and now is fouled by Alyssa Huber. Alyssa gets her third personal, sixth team foul. Out of bounds for Tri-County. 4:47 to go in this game. Tri-County leading 39-23. And now we've got a foul against Price Wilson. I think she's just fouled out of the game. That is the case. Foul number 5 on Kirsten Price Wilson. That's team foul number 8. So she's out of the ball game. And back in is Morgan Hoya. Hoya re-enters the lineup after Price Wilson fouls out of the contest. Ball goes back to Nokomis. Alyssa Huber gets it into Kayla Stouder. Now to Taylor Lohman. Lohman fouled right at midcourt by Hoya. Hoya gets her first personal foul, ninth team foul, so the 1-1 kicks in. And Taylor Lohman will be at the charity stripe to shoot the one in bonus for Nokomis. 4:43 to go in this game, 39-23. Tri-County with the lead, but Taylor Lohman trying to nibble away at it. Free throws up, free throws good. 7 points for Taylor. That makes it 39-24. And the next toss by Lohman is right on the money. 8 points for Lohman, 39-25. Tri-County with the lead and the basketball, 4:40 to go in the game. Here's Harley Berry out front to Maya Eskew. Around to the right side, off to Hoya. Morgan Hoya back out front. Here's Taylor Berry, a three from the corner, good. That's her third tray of the night, she's got 10. 42-25, Tri-County with the lead. Nokomis with the ball and double dribble called against Alyssa Huber. A 42-25 lead for Tri-County, 4:19 to go in this game. And it looks like the Titans will be moving on to North Clay High School at Louisville at 7:30, taking on the winner from the Dietrich Regional. And that'll be Monday night. Here's Burnside with the ball to Hoya. Out front to Eskew. Berry in the right corner. Back out to Eskew. Back to Harley Berry. Three ball up. No good. Rebound Burnside. And a foul, I believe, on Eisenbarth of Nokomis. Macy gets her third. Team seventh. And the 1-1 kicks in. Burnside will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 bonus for Tri-County. 3:57 to go in this game. Free throw good. 4 points tonight for Burnside. Makes it 43-25 in favor of Tri-County. Marquette Southwestern coming up next here on FM 106. Next free throw is off the mark. Rebound by McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. Here's Stouter into the front court. Pass deflected away. Saved by Tri-County into the hands of Taylor Lohman. Lohman gets trapped. Gives it off to Eisenbarth. Skip pass to the corner. Huber, three ball up. In and out, no good. And a foul against Nokomis. This is against Eisenbarth. That'll be her fourth personal foul. Eighth team foul. And at the charity stripe, Morgan Hoya to shoot the 1-1 for Tri-County. Hoya puts it up and missed it. Rebound picked up off the floor by Taylor Lohman. 3.5 minutes to go in this game. Tri-County with a 43-25 lead over Nokomis. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Huber. Long pass to Lohman. Open for the three ball. Yes! Lohman hits the tray. 11 points for Taylor. 43-28. Tri-County with the lead in the ball and 3:15 to go in the game. Here's Hoya into the front court. And she loses the ball. Out of bounds. Good defensive challenge that time by McKenna Sanders of Nokomis. And the ball will go back to Nokomis with 3:10 to go in the contest. There's Stouter with it. Top of the key. Down to the left side. Off to Alyssa Huber. Goes back door to Lohman, and Taylor has the ball knocked away. Also got popped in the face. She's still down on the other end of the floor as Tri-County comes down the floor, and now it's taken away by Stouter, who feeds ahead to Lohman. Lohman grabs, shoots, can't get it to fall, and the rebound pulled down by Tri-County. And now they're going to take a look at Taylor Lohman. Maybe it's a contact that's loose. She's pointing to her eye. They're going to bring her out of the game. Either way, she got popped pretty good in the face. Caesar Reddy will come in. 2:43 to go in the game. Tri-County leading Nokomis, 43-28. Tri-County to inbound the ball in the backcourt. Long pass into the front court, and Hoya can't catch up to it. Well, that is the 31st turnover tonight for Tri-County. Lots and lots of turnovers from both teams tonight. Nokomis inbounds the basketball. Caesar Reddy out to Kayla Stouter. Back into the corner. Here's a three from Huber. No good. Eisenbarth the rebound. The putback, no good. And the ball on the floor. Bodies on the floor. And Tri-County comes up with it. Out from Hoya. It goes out to Burnside. Now to Eskew. Into the front court to Hoya. Pass to the near side to Berry. And now we're going to have a foul call against Nokomis. And this one's against Kayla Stouter. Her first, team's ninth. And Taylor Berry will shoot the 1-1 for Tri-County. Eisenbarth will leave the contest. A 43-28 lead for Tri-County. And Taylor Berry with a chance to add to it. Here comes Lohman back in. Going to replace Emily Cesaretti for Nokomis. Meanwhile, the freshman, Taylor Berry, at the line to shoot the 1-1. Free throw good. She has 11 points tonight. And that makes it a 44-28 lead for Tri-County. And the next toss on the way and good. A dozen points tonight for Taylor Berry. 45-28, Tri-County with the lead. Nokomis with the ball. 2:13 to go in the game. Here's Huber ahead to Lohman into the front court. Bounce pass to Sanders in the right corner. McKenna brings it back out to Stouter. Around to Huber. Huber open for the three. Got it! And a chance for a four-point play. How about that? The foul that time called on Maya Eskew. Her third, team's 10th. A three-pointer. Good by Alyssa Huber. She has two of them tonight. That makes it 6 points for Huber and a chance for a four-point play. How about that, Alyssa? A little four-point play here. Yes, indeed. 7 points for Huber, and that makes it 45-32. Tri-County with the lead in the ball with 2 minutes to go. Here's Eskew off to Burnside. Barry, a three ball. Missed everything. It's going to go out of bounds and belong to Nokomis. Trigger man will be Alyssa Huber in the backcourt. Comes into Lohman. Back to Huber. Ahead to Kayla Stouter. Stouter into the front court. Fires it to the baseline. And Kirsten Hughes is fouled as she was driving in for the layup. And Hughes will get a couple of free throws. And the foul that time on Taylor Berry, her first. Couple of free ones for Kirsten Hughes of Nokomis. First toss, no good. There comes Meredith Smith back in, replacing Taylor Berry for Tri-County. 105 seconds to go in the game. Hughes' next toss for Nokomis is good. If Kirsten gets her name in the scoring column tonight, that makes it a 45-33 ball game. Tri-County with the basketball. Here's Eskew out front. Around to Hoya. Hoya. And timeout call by Tri-County. 93 seconds to go in the game. It's a 45-33 lead for Tri-County. We'll come back with more from Nokomis in 60 seconds. 93 seconds to go in the game. Tri-County with a 12-point lead in the basketball. Here's Eskew fouled in the backcourt by Alyssa Huber. Huber gets her fourth, team's 10th. Two free throws coming up for Maya Eskew of Tri-County. Nokomis has made some noise this quarter and cut the lead down, but they're running out of time. And here's Eskew. The junior going to shoot two for Tri-County. Free throw up, no good. Score remains Tri-County 45, Nokomis 33. Emily Cesaretti comes back in and replaces Kirsten Hughes. And the next toss from Eskew on the way. Good. She's got a dozen. 46-33. Tri-County with the lead. Nokomis with the ball under 90 seconds to play. Here's Lohman off to Cesaretti for two. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Tri-County. Here's Hoya racing into the front court. Foul by Cesaretti. That'll be Emily's first. And a couple of free throws for Morgan Hoya. For Tri-County, 75 seconds to go in this game. Marquette Southwestern coming up right after this broadcast. Free throw by Hoya is good. Her first point tonight. Makes it a 47-33 lead for Tri-County. And the next toss. On the way and good. 2 points for Hoya, 48-33. The Tri-County lead with 70 seconds to play in the game. Here's Huber. Off to Taylor Lohman. Off to Kayla Stouter. And Stouter fouled at midcourt by Meredith Smith. Smith will get her second foul. And a couple of free throws coming up for Kayla Stouter. And we want to congratulate the seniors here on this Nokomis team. Stouter, who misses the first free throw. Taylor Lohman, Kirsten Hughes, Alyssa Huber, McKenna Sanders, for all that they've meant to this program. It's been terrific. Next free throw, no good. Rebound by McKenna Sanders out to Alyssa Huber. Huber off on the wing to Stouter, under a minute to play. And a foul called against Tri-County. And this foul's on Burnside. That's going to be her fourth. And Hughes will get a couple of free throws for Nokomis. Hurston's first one is no good. Score remains 48-33 in favor of Tri-County. 58 seconds to go in the contest. And the next toss is good. Hughes with 2 points tonight, 48-34. Tri-County gets the ball into Eskew. Eskew races into the front court. Feeds the ball off to Burnside, and she is fouled in there by McKenna Sanders. Sanders gets her fourth. Burnside will shoot two for Tri-County. 52 seconds remaining in the contest. And the Tri-County Titans will move on to the sectional Monday night at North Clay High School at Louisville. Free throw no good by Grace Burnside of Tri-County. Three schools co-oping together. And it's worked. Second free throw missed. Rebound Nokomis. And right at midcourt, Taylor Stouter is fouled. I think that foul was on Harley Berry, her third. Stouter shoots two for Nokomis. This toss good. Kaylee gets her name in the scoring column. Her first point tonight, 48-35. Tri-County has the lead. Nokomis, another free throw good by Stouter. 2 points, that makes it 48-36. At 47 seconds to go in the game. And now a foul in the backcourt against Alyssa Huber of Nokomis. And for Alyssa, that's going to be her fifth personal foul. So Alyssa has played her last moments for the Nokomis Girls High School basketball team, and she gets a standing ovation from the crowd as she leaves the ball game, gets a big hug from head coach Brandon Engelman. Some tears in her eyes. Meanwhile, Eskew is going to get a couple of free throws for Tri-County. The first one no good. 45 seconds to go in the game. A valiant effort tonight. Tri-County, a very good basketball team. Second toss no good. Taylor Lohman the rebound. Here comes Stouter into the front court. Off to Sanders. Going to pop the three ball. Hits off the top of the backboard out of bounds. And the ball will go back to Tri-County with 37 seconds to go in the contest. Tomlinson comes back in and replaces Hoya for Tri-County. Tri-County to inbound the ball in the backcourt. Stouter knocks it right back out, and Tri-County will try again. Thanks to our friends here at Nokomis. I'll be back here tomorrow night for the Hillsboro-Nokomis boys game. That'll come up about 8:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106 following the Auburn-Carlinville girls game from the Litchfield Regional. After this, it's Marquette Southwestern tonight here on FM 106 with Tim Byes. Half minute to play. And a foul on Cesaretti. Going to be Emily's second. And let's see who's at the free throw line. Looks like it's going to be Harley Berry. A couple of free throws forthcoming. First one is short. Here comes Patkus back in. Nokomis, along with Katie Jansen, a 5'6 sophomore. Also coming in, Delaney Kaiser. Also coming in, Alexa Cassidy. As the seniors who come out and the starters who come out get a nice round of applause. Kristen Stouter, a 5'7 freshman, is in. And a nice standing ovation for the home club. Next toss is short. Rebound pulled down by Katie Jansen. Outlet pass to Kristen Stouter. Down in the corner it goes to Katie Jansen. 18 seconds to go. Jansen's going to pop the three ball, no good. And we're going to have a foul called against Nokomis underneath. It looks like Ellie Waterman, a 5'7 sophomore, is also in for Nokomis. And the foul is going to be against Kaiser. Delaney gets her first. She's a freshman. And this will put Burnside at the free throw line to shoot two for Tri-County. 15 seconds to go in the game. Burnside's free throw no good. And a practically a wholesale line change for Tri-County. Meanwhile, Burnside will get her second free throw. 15 seconds left in this contest. Burnside's free throw, no good. That allows her to stay in the ball game. Rebound, Nokomis. There's Katie Jansen into the front court. A bounce pass on the wing. Off to Alexa Cassidy. Shot goes up and good for Katie Jansen. 48-38, and that's the final. Congratulations to the Tri-County Titans. They are the IHSA Class 1A regional champions here at Nokomis with a 48-38 win over Nokomis tonight on regional championship night. Girls line up and shake hands. We wish Tri-County the best of luck as they move on to the sectional competition on Monday night at North Clay High School at Louisville. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, give you the totals, and get you ready for the next game. We'll do that right after these messages. Barry Tone back at Nokomis High School, the final tonight, Tri-County 48, Nokomis 38. That ends the season for Nokomis. They wrap up the season with a record of 17 wins and 12 losses. A good season for Nokomis. Scoring-wise tonight, 11 points from Taylor Lohman, 2 points from Kirsten Hughes, check that, 4 points from Hughes, 7 points from Alyssa Huber, 10 from McKenna Sanders, 2 from Eisenbarth, 2 from Stouter, Kayla Stouter, and 2 from Katie Jansen. Quarters of 6, 4, 6, and 22 for Nokomis. They were 9 of 17 from the line. And again, they bow out with a record of 17 wins and 12 losses. Tri-County got 12 points from Taylor Berry. Myescu had 11. 4 points from Burnside. 11 points from Harley Berry. 2 points from Hoya. 2 points from Tomlinson, and 5 points from Price Wilson. Quarters of 10, 17, 6, and 15. Tri-County was 11 of 30 from the charity stripe tonight, and with the win, they're now 26 and 4 on the season, and they will take on the winner from the Dietrich Regional coming up Monday night at 7:30 at North Clay High School in Louisville. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night for boys basketball. Hillsborough Nokomis boys, about 8:30 tomorrow night here on FM 106. Thanks to our friends at Nokomis for their hospitality and to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. And on the other side of this break, Tim Myers will come along. He'll have their call for the regional championship from Alton Marquette, the 2A regional at Alton Marquette, as the host explorers of Marquette take on the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. And we'll get to that right after these messages.